Joshua chapter 10. Now it came to pass, when Adonizedek king of Jerusalem had heard how Joshua had taken Ai, and had completely destroyed it. As he had done to Jericho and her king, so he had done to Ai and her king, and how those who lived in Gibeon had made peace with Israel, and were among them. That they were greatly afraid, because Gibeon was a great city, as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all its men were mighty. Therefore Adonizedek king of Jerusalem sent to Hoham king of Hebron, and to Piram king of Jarmuth, and to Japhia king of Lachish, and to Debir king of Eglon, saying, Come up to me, and help me, that we may strike Gibeon, because it has made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel. Therefore the five kings of the Amorites, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, the king of Eglon, gathered themselves together, and went up, they and all their hosts. Armies. And encamped before Gibeon, and made war against it. And the men of Gibeon sent to Joshua to the camp to Gilgal, saying, Do not withhold your hand from your servants. Come up to us quickly, and save us, and help us. Because all the kings of the Amorites who live in the mountains are gathered together against us. So Joshua ascended from Gilgal, he, and all the people of war with him, and all the mighty men of valor. And the Lord Jehovah said to Joshua, Do not be afraid of them. Because I have delivered them into your hand, there shall not a man of them stand before you. Joshua therefore came to them suddenly, and went up from Gilgal all night. And the Lord Jehovah destroyed them before Israel, and killed them with a great slaughter at Gibeon, and chased them along the way that goes up to Bethhoron, and struck them to Azekah, and to Makkedah. And it came to pass, as they fled from before Israel, and were in the going down to Bethhoron, that the Lord Jehovah cast down great stones from heaven upon them to Azekah, and they died. Those who died from the hailstones were more than those whom the children of Israel killed with the sword. Then Joshua spoke to the Lord Jehovah in the day when the Lord Jehovah delivered up the Amorites before the children of Israel, and he said in the sight of Israel, Sun, stand still upon Gibeon. And you, moon, in the valley of Ajalon. And the sun stood still, and the moon stayed, until the people had avenged themselves upon their enemies. Is this not written in the book of Jasher? So the sun stood still in the midst of heaven, and did not hasten to go down about a whole day. And there was no day like that before it or after it, that the Lord Jehovah listened to the voice of a man. Because the Lord Jehovah fought for Israel. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to the camp to Gilgal. But these five kings fled, and hid themselves in a cave at Makkedah. And it was told Joshua, saying, The five kings have been found hidden in a cave at Makkedah. And Joshua said, Roll great stones upon the mouth of the cave, and set men by it to keep them. And do not stay, but pursue after your enemies, and strike their rear guard, do not allow them to enter into their cities. Because the Lord Jehovah your God has delivered them into your hand. And it came to pass, when Joshua and the children of Israel had made an end of killing them with a very great slaughter, until they were consumed, that the rest who remained of them entered into fenced cities. And all the people returned to the camp to Joshua at Makkedah in peace, no one moved his tongue against any of the children of Israel. Then Joshua said, Open the mouth of the cave, and bring out those five kings to me out of the cave. And they did so, and brought forth those five kings to him out of the cave, the king of Jerusalem, the king of Hebron, the king of Jarmuth, the king of Lachish, and the king of Eglon. And it came to pass, when they brought out those kings to Joshua, that Joshua called for all the men of Israel, and said to the captains of the men of war who went with him, Come near, put your feet upon the necks of these kings. And they came near, and put their feet upon their necks. And Joshua said to them, Do not be afraid, nor be dismayed, be strong and of good courage. Because this is what the Lord Jehovah shall do to all your enemies against whom you fight. And afterward Joshua struck them, and killed them, and hung them on five trees, and they were hanging upon the trees until the evening. And it came to pass at the time of the going down of the sun, that Joshua commanded, and they took them down off the trees, and cast them into the cave in which they had been hid, and laid great stones in the cave's mouth, which remains until this very day. And that day Joshua took Makkedah, and struck it with the edge of the sword, and its king he completely destroyed, them, and all the souls who were in it. He let no one remain. And he did to the king of Makkedah as he did to the king of Jericho. Then Joshua passed from Makkedah, and all Israel with him, to Libnah, and fought against Libnah. And the Lord Jehovah delivered it also, and its king, into the hand of Israel, and he struck it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls who were in it, he let no one remain in it. But did to its king as he did to the king of Jericho. And Joshua passed from Libna, and all Israel with him, to Lachish, and encamped against it, and fought against it. And the Lord Jehovah delivered Lachish into the hand of Israel, who took it on the second day, and struck it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls who were in it, according to all that he had done to Libna. Then Horam king of Gezer came up to help Lachish. And Joshua struck him and his people, until he had left him no one remaining. And from Lachish Joshua passed to Eglon, and all Israel with him, and they encamped against it, and fought against it. And they took it on that day, and struck it with the edge of the sword, and all the souls who were in it he completely destroyed that day, according to all that he had done to Lachish. And Joshua went up from Eglon, and all Israel with him, to Hebron, and they fought against it. And they took it, and struck it with the edge of the sword, and its king, and all its cities, and all the souls who were in them. He left no one remaining, according to all that he had done to Eglon, but destroyed it completely, and all the souls who were in it. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to Debir, and fought against it. And he took it, and its king, and all its cities. And they struck them with the edge of the sword, and completely destroyed all the souls who were in them. He left no one remaining. As he had done to Hebron, so he did to Debir, and to its king, as he had done also to Libna, and to her king. So Joshua struck all the country of the hills, and of the south, and of the valley, and of the springs, and all their kings. He left no one remaining, but completely destroyed all who breathed, as the Lord Jehovah God of Israel commanded. And Joshua struck them from Kadesh-Barnea even to Gaza, and all the country of Goshen, even to Gibeon. And all these kings and their land Joshua took at one time, because the Lord Jehovah God of Israel fought for Israel. And Joshua returned, and all Israel with him, to the camp to Gilgal.